Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change makers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Okay, my friend, it is fall. And one of my favorite things to do is to make space in my life so I can take up space with my new energy. But in order for me to really step into who I'm becoming and what I'm trying to upgrade in my life, I have to make sure I clear the clutter of the things that are no longer serving me. We're going to be talking about that today. Lean into this feeling of reorganizing, recalibrating, and reinventing our lives. And how do we do that? How does one do that? And the bigger question is, how do we know what to release and refine? So I have a practice, and I'm going to keep it really simple for you. I want you to think mind, body, spirit. It's that simple. But we're going to dive into this conversation today because I know that this works. And let me tell you why I know this. Many years ago, I started the practice of completing a physical detox twice a year. And I'm currently in a detox right now. And for me, way back when I started this practice, and this has been, 15 years now I've been doing this. But the first time I did it, what I began to notice was as I detoxed my body and the sugar craving started to finally subside, I also began to detox my thoughts and my feelings. And the further I went into the many days of cleaning my gut and clearing my head, I noticed that once I got over the cravings of sugar and bread, I began to focus on how I talked to myself, what reaction I had when I looked in the mirror, how I felt, and how I began to notice the unhealthy behaviors with new clarity. And from that point, I started the path of refining and rebirthing my personal relationship with me and then in the rest of my life. Now, I'm not recommending that everyone completes a gut detox, although I must say it's a game changer. I do think, however, that we can move through a flow of releasing and letting go of the things that are slowing and even stopping us from living our very own version of awesome. So let's talk about the process and where we can begin. Now, my invitation to you is to do a 28-day detox. Now, I have been working with my clients for years around this, you know, just really challenging them and inviting them to do a 21-day mind detox. And oftentimes the mind detox takes place at the beginning of the new year. It's such a great opportunity. But when it comes to the seasons, the energy of fall has to offer us, like the leaves are falling from the trees. It's that letting go time. It's pulling your harvest, what's borne fruit, what is not, and refining. I feel like this time of year is the bigger invitation. So this is why that this recording's happening today. But I will say this, like you can do a detox at any time. So do it if it feels right, whenever it does feel right for you. I'm going to be upping the game from a 21-day detox to a 28-day detox, however, because I believe that we want to really lean in to moving through all of the elements of our life. And so it's going to take us 28 days. It really is. It may even take us a lot longer. But if we want to start to peel back the many layers of distraction, destruction, and toxicity, then we are going to want to give ourselves some time and space. So it's going to take us a whole month, but I want you to think about this. In 28 days, the next cycle of the moon, where will you be in your life if you step through this process? I know. How do we do this? And I will say this before we dive in. A lot of what I'm pulling through today is touched on in my book, 28 Days to a New You. And I will put the link in the show notes if it's something you want to pick up. I have walked many people through this process, and it's something that you can absolutely do on your own. And you also could just create your own detox as well. All right, so let's dive in. Let's start with the mind, because it really just begins with the mind. Think about your thoughts. Where do your thoughts go? So week one, we are really feeling in to our mind and emotionally what's happening. I want you to think about a chain, and each link in the chain is your life. They're all connected. At no point do they disconnect from each other. So here's the mind detox invitation. I think you're going to like this. So number one, we detox from technology. I understand that we have jobs and we have things we have to attend to that are on technology, like paying your bills, for example, you know, checking your banking, maybe communicating with teachers, coworkers, important family members. So I'm not saying that. I'm talking about social media, online shopping, things that you're using to distract yourself from feeling and experiencing yourself. So we want to help you return to your own love, return to you. So the very first invitation in your mind detox is to be tech free. This means no streaming, my friend, no binging on Netflix. I know it's a hard one for a lot of people. The other part of the mind detox is to start to pay attention to how you talk to yourself in your inner thoughts. What kind of thoughts are you thinking throughout the day? Are you being judgmental? Are you being critical? And you may notice it outwardly first, like how you think about others and how you're judging others. But then I want you to revert back to you as well. Don't forget, how am I talking to myself too? Okay, so that's the second invitation. All right. The third invitation for the mind detox is no gossip, no toxic conversations, no gossip. Now, you may be someone who really doesn't gossip, but maybe people are gossiping to you. And if they're gossiping with you about someone else, you are receiving that toxic energy. This is why it's called a mind detox. So again, the three invitations are no technology, especially the unhealthy kind. Number two, critical and judgmental thinking, paying attention to it and reframing, refining it. And third, gossip, any toxic conversations. You're not going to be part of them. So how does one walk through life day to day on a detox like this and not be exposed to these things? One of my favorite ways to kind of just set the stage for myself is to communicate what I'm up to my friends and family. What I love about this is that if you have a friend who's super gossipy or super toxic or anything like that, maybe your whole relationship is based on that. I want you to let them know that you are doing a challenge, that you are on a mind detox, and these are the three things that you're not doing. And what that does is it sets the stage for that relationship to begin to change. That person may retreat a little bit out of your life because they're going to recognize that they're probably not going to help your situation. But I will tell you, the best case scenario is they may actually want to do it with you. They might be like, you know what? I need this too. Can I do it with you? And now you have a detox buddy. How cool is that? All right. So the mind detox is there for your invitation. It is really about paying attention. And one of the things I like to do during that time is I recommend working with a journal and writing down your thoughts, even if it's just a notebook, anything that you can just share your thoughts. I also love the memo note option on my iPhone. There's so many ways that you can communicate your experience, but the idea is you want a reflection tool of some kind, so you're checking in with self and feeling into things. Now let's talk about the emotional regularity piece. Because as your mind begins to detox, as you create mental space, that link in the chain, my friend, you're going to feel the connection to your emotional state. And when you think about your emotional state, it's really how you feel at any given moment throughout the day. You're going to have a varying degree of ups and downs, like a roller coaster emotional experience. Because as your mind begins to detox, now you're going to start to feel your feels. And feeling your feels can be really challenging. And yet, it is the opportunity for us to lean in and begin to expand and really fall in love with our life. That is such a beautiful experience. So like that link in the chain, your mind, your mental thoughts, how you think is one link. How you feel is another link. And how you physically feel is another link. And your environment and your relationships, all of those are links in one chain that is your life. But each one affects the other. And we're beginning with one of the most important pieces of the link. It's actually the two most important pieces of your chain. That's how you think and how you feel. Because how you think and how you feel is how you create the life that you live. Your entire life you've been doing this. Even if you're consciously not aware of that, that's how we manifest. That's how we live an amazing life that is fulfilling and free. And that's also how we cage ourselves and we feel stagnant and lost. All right, so take a deep breath. All right, there's your truth bomb. We are going to really start to recognize our emotional state and we're going to regulate it. One of my favorite practices is to pay attention to how we truly feel. What's happening with me? So in this area, I want to touch on the two vibrations, the two emotional states that we are at any given time throughout our day. We are either in fear or we are in love. Now, I know there are a million other emotions that we can align with, but ultimately, they all fall into two columns. One is fear and one is love. So fear is there to help us recognize that something is out of sync. Something doesn't feel right, whether it's in a relationship or we're dealing with our own fears. Fear is there to change us, to help us grow and evolve, and ultimately return back to love. Love is our natural soul's state, but life and life experiences is threaded and woven with fear to help us appreciate the love state. Let me give you some examples of what that can look like. Stress and anxiety is related into fear. Excitement and anticipation is a love energy, and yet they can feel very similar. Sometimes it's a matter of changing the way we're looking at a situation and realizing, actually, this is an exciting thing, not a scary thing. Acceptance and judgment, again, very similar experiences will take place, and you get to choose whether you have full acceptance for what's taking place or you judge it. And again, we can play around with these energies, and this is a personal experience, and we don't have enough time in today's episode to dive all the way in, but this is an opportunity for us to lean into and start to pay attention. Am I coming from fear or am I coming from love? Now, I have an acronym called RAW, R-A-W. When a thought or fear shows up, we follow this flow to come back to our true fierce self, to be raw. The first letter, R, is realize. We realize something is not right. Again, this is all about emotional regularity. When we feel dis-ease, when we feel sad, or we're coming from a space of fear or confusion of any kind, we use this acronym. So R is to realize something's not right, and I don't think I believe this anymore, because now you're aware of it, right? You're like, I need to check in with myself. What's really going on? The second letter is A, ask. Now we're going to ask, is this how I want to feel? Is this how I want to feel? This is a powerful, powerful question. What I love about this question is you can say yes or no. When you say yes and you want to feel whatever it is you're feeling, then feel it. But I invite you not to stay there for long. If you're angry at another, feel your anger. We don't want you to bury it ever. That's not going to be helpful. That's actually more destructive than helpful. So you want to feel what you're feeling. When you ask, is this how I want to feel? And your answer is, yep, this is how I want to feel right now. Then feel it, come back, and then ask yourself again, do I still want to feel this way? And when you say no, then you can ask yourself the next question, which is, what is the lie that I'm telling myself right now? What is the lie? It's a really important piece. This is going to help you shift, because ultimately, there's a lie that we're telling ourselves. When someone upsets us, we then tell ourselves, well, I'm not worthy, or I'm not enough, or they don't care about me. Is that really true, or is that a lie? And we can find that lie, whatever is going on for us, we can find that when we ask that question. All right, now that we're done asking, we move to W, which is to write. So now we want to write a new script. We want to rewrite the thought. We want to reframe, we want to refine, we want to redirect. And we do that by writing it out. So now we write down our new script. Now you could physically write this, or you can mentally write this. The RAW acronym is meant to be completed in 1 to 2 minutes. You can move through. Oh, I realize something's not right. Now I'm going to ask myself, is this how I really want to feel? And where is the lie in this? And then now it's time to write it. Let's rewrite the script. RAW. This will help with your emotional regulation. It's super simple, and it's a tool that we can use as we're moving through the mind and emotional reworking of ourselves. The next invitation is for you to begin to rewire the physical body. So I really want to invite you to focus on your body and yourself for an entire week, maybe even 2 weeks of the 28 days. So for half of this process, you could just be in mind, emotion, and physical body. For this part, the physical body piece, we want to start to recognize, like, where do I feel discomfort, pain, tiredness? Where do I struggle in my physical body the most? And begin to one by one address what we feel in our body. Now, there is a lot of conscious body work we can do around this. One of the things is to draw yourself and to write what you feel about all your body parts. So the idea is we're coming from a state where we've already began the recalibration of mind and emotion, so that when we go to our body, we can recognize where our unhealthy thoughts live in our body and where our unhealthy emotional stagnation is living in our body. And now we're just releasing it and breaking free from it. This is when I recommend doing a cleanse, drinking lots and lots of water, juicing, smoothies, healthy, nutritious soups. We all have a different diet. We all have things that feel good to us. Do the thing that feels good to your body. Feed your body energy-rich foods and lots of hydration during this time, because you're going to be detoxing the toxins, not only that are, you know, in the muscles and the tissues of your body, but also what is emotionally in you. Once we are feeling energy-rich within ourselves, we start to move through life in new ways. We begin to rebuild, we begin to refine our life, and we begin to redesign our life. I am going to do a second episode, so this is going to be a series, because I feel like I have so much to say. But let's just begin with our relationships first, because I really do feel that this is the core. And in our next episode, I will address some of the other pieces that I know will support you and help you sustain this new clarity that you're discovering. So the next piece of this for you is going to be around looking at your relationships, because your relationships are the way we know how we're walking through the world. Who is in your life? Who is energy rich? Like, what is the energy exchange in the relationships that you have? Some relationships are healthy and supportive, and some may need some space. So one of the things that I've learned is that when I start working on myself, my eyes get wide open and I'm much more aware of me, which immediately translates to my relationships. Start paying attention. Who in your life is a healthy match for this new version of you? Oftentimes, we discover that we have people who are supporting our unhealthy behaviors because it's comfortable, it's easy. So start becoming more aware of those relationships and those dynamics. Now, I'm not telling you to quit your friendships. I'm not telling you to kick people to the curb, but I am telling you to become very aware of what those relationships are like. Just like you did with the mind detox. You make sure you let people know what you're up to, that you're refining your life, that you're starting to pay more attention to how you spend your time. What we have ultimately done here is we've given you time to take an inventory. Just like those links in the chain, your relationships are the natural next step after you're done working on you. What is your relationship at work, with your work? What is your relationship with your partner, your family, your friends, your peer group? What are those relationships like for you? Begin to ask yourself, who's in my outer circle? Who's in my inner circle? Should some of those relationships change? Should someone who's been in your inner circle move towards your outer circle? Not that you're kicking them out. Maybe there's just a little bit of distance. And whenever we create distance, it doesn't mean that we're rude or that we're doing any breaking up of. It really just comes down to making space for someone else to fill that place in your life that is more energy rich, that is more aligned with who you are becoming. And this is a really hard piece of the work, but it's a natural progression. It's not something you have to try to do. It's something that you bring awareness to. And I have found that I deepen my relationships when I come to this phase of the detox, because I ultimately am now looking at these beautiful people in my life and I'm having conversations with them. I'm sharing my personal experience of moving through the mental and emotional and the body pieces of it and how I'm feeling now. And we get to have a deep conversation and they can celebrate that. They can be curious. They too may want to join you, like I was saying with the mind detox. And so you really actually create stronger relationships when you start to have this inquiry around them. Be patient with this process. This takes time, but this will be a big part of your 28 days. And it, by the way, I'm not saying to call everyone. I'm just saying as you connect with people, as you go to lunch with a friend, having conversations with your partner, what kind of transformation is happening inside of you? What are you feeling? Talk, share, ask what they think. Now, remember, what they think is not what you then should go do. It's just listening. What are their reactions to the work that you're doing for yourself? All right, my friend, I could keep going and going, which I will in next week's episode. But for now, the invitation is for you to take in the opportunity for the next 28 days to begin your own detox. Allow yourself to create more space and notice what shifts for you. Now, I want to say to you, I kind of started this conversation with the fact that I started this work, it naturally progressed to what it is today. And the conversation I'm having with you, these are things I've been doing for years and years and years. And yet, I still fall back and start to collect things that are unhealthy, unhealthy thoughts, unhealthy ways of being, eating unhealthy foods, whatever it is, I still am a human being who brings those things slowly back in. They sneak in sometimes. You don't even know they're there until you do another detox and then, hello, hi friend. Oh yes, I remember you. Okay, you've got to go because I crave you too much, or I'm distracting myself from doing other things that I know are more energy rich for me. This personal detox and relationship detox invitation that we've talked about today is really an opportunity for you to begin to shift ever so slightly. I have noticed that through the years, as I do this work, I will sometimes get rid of a ton of stuff depending on what's going on. And other times it's just a few little things that are really getting in my way. So just making those small, small changes. And I want to remind you why we're having this conversation today. The reason why we're here, the reason why I'm talking about this is so that you can create space in your life, so that you can step in to that expansion of you, that open energy, so you can step into that and be bigger and bolder. So imagine this. You are evolving. You are becoming a bigger, bolder, braver version of you. And this version of you needs space to stretch. And so what we are doing here in this work is we're creating space, clearing the clutter. We're donating. It's like your closet, right? Every time we move from the warmer months to the cooler months and from the cooler months to the warmer months, we're reorganizing our closets so we can make room for all the sweaters, or we can make room for all the sundresses. When we're doing that kind of work, we're making room for and we're pulling forward the things that are most important to us, and we're letting go or putting away the things that are not. And that's the same idea here. We are clearing the clutter. It's time to box up those donations. It's time to let go of what no longer fits us and to keep the things that do. And that is the greater invitation, stepping into our becoming, making room so we can take up space as this new version of us. What I also love about this is it helps us step into that new mindset of becoming. I know for me at this season of my life, as I'm letting things fall away, I'm really stepping into what makes me happy at my core. What really makes me happy? What do I get excited about? What has been on my list that I've been meaning to do? And now is the time for me to act and do it. I know we are all in a different place in our life right now, but I do think the invitation is the same. I love the season of fall because it always invites us. What else? What's next? Who am I becoming? I want to thank you so, so much for listening today. And remember to listen to the second part of this series, which I'm going to be launching next week. Make sure you take a listen. And I know that this work is so, so powerful and very helpful for your future self. Give her a chance. Make that space, my friend. Remember that I have the book. It's called Chasing Butterflies, 28 Days to a New You. I will put the link in the show notes if you want to buy it. That will help you move through this process. And of course, just listening to this episode is going to give you those ideas. Take them, run with them, do the thing, do what feels natural and organic for you. And here is to your expansion and your unlimited potential. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. I would love to connect with you deeper. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, all at Joy Kaya. Also, you can go to the website at joykaya.com and learn about all of the things that I am out there doing and being in the world. And I want to invite you to go and be and do in the world. Leave your love legacy. You have a gift and an impact to share, and I want you to do it each and every day. Thank you, and until next time.